T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Randy, so you were talking about Neymar or not Neymar in the stands?
Yeah, dog got me the other day because the Brazil was playing. We all know Neymar's hurt. And so they showed, it's like, oh, Neymar's sitting in the stands with the fans during the game. That's fucking awesome. And all the people were taking the selfies with. I still to this day don't understand why when a celebrity walks by, everybody pulls out their fucking phone and tries to take a fucking selfie with him while he's walking. I never understand that dumb
clout,
shit.
Randy.
Because people are
never understand that dumbass shit. But so he actually got into the stadium because people thought he was fucking Neymar and just went on about his business, superstar Neymar-like, and then they finally caught up with his ass. But it's just like, damn, do some research.
The guy that was not him just got in on his
ass
with no credential?
No credential of that. Then you looked at him and thought he was damn Neymar.
Welcome to Qatar.
Wow.
Yes, and just walked
more
in.
More imagine, show. Like, if, because I guess the people in the stands thought it was.
Yeah,
that,
they did.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, what, I mean, what were they doing? Just like.
Like.
And they weren't, like, being cool about it.
No, everybody's doing that dumb shit where everybody takes
out
a damn selfie and
like
picture and everything with him.
I mean, he's one of those guys in terms of global
that he would have got mobbed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Neymar can't just show up places. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those guys that, you know, that's going to create a scene.
Yes, that's what maybe did. That's why I was like, I was looking, because maybe they knew and people didn't stand,
maybe.
But they were still acting like it was fucking Neymar.
Because people will take pictures with like fake Elvis and stuff
in
Vegas.
Yeah.
You know,
people will take
cool
pictures at a damn wax museum. Yeah. I still won't understand why people pay to go to those things. I'll go if it's like I get a free pass or something.
Yeah.
But it's they also do a really good job.
The one in Hollywood.
They're pretty impressive.
The one in Hollywood is
fucking. The one in New York.
The one in Hollywood is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. And the Ripley spot. The Ripley spot is pretty cool, too.
The Ripley's thing is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because
that's the only thing. I wanted to see some fucking stars.
No, they've got one in D.C.
I wanted to see the stars on the Hollywood place.
Uh-huh.
Saw those. And I was like, okay, this is it.
Which one did you go seek out?
I didn't go. That's the thing about it. I didn't go seeking.
Okay.
I just walked out because we always stay at that W right there. So I walked out. I was like, okay, let me walk up and see the stars. All right, there they go.
Were there any ones that you thought maybe shouldn't, like, didn't deserve
it? That's the thing about it was, I don't know.
Like, wait, really?
What is the criteria to get a star?
It's a great question.
Apparently, there's not a lot, because you see some people getting stars these days, like, wow, really? One
like,
movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you donate a bunch of money to
like
somebody.
Like Air Bud?
And
the
how
dog
long
from
is,
the movies?
How long is the sidewalk?
Let's
where
not
they
start
can
with
just,
Air Bud if we're going to go after Hollywood
it's long as hell.
Here.
So there's lots of room for a lot more stars.
Yeah, that's a long-ass road, man.
Okay, all right.
It's a long-ass road. But yeah, I'm like, how do you determine, like, if somebody, you put them in a dog shit spot?
Here we go.
That's a great question.
Anyone, including fans, can nominate anyone active in the field of entertainment as long as the nominee or their management approves the nominations. Nominees must have a minimum of 5 years experience in the category for which they are nominated in. So I guess you go for like music or whatever. Okay. So
got it.
So
you
really
have to be nominated by a fan.
So who says yes?
Let's nominate you guys.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're almost 5 years.
Almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got the experience.
That's true. Okay. So we got 2 years until the nomination.
Well, as a show, but y'all have got the experience. That's
all it says.
We've
been radio hosts for more than 5 years.
Yeah.
So who says yes? Is there a board of directors?
This is also
stars.
This is also a paragraph from Wikipedia. So take it with
well,
what
hey,
you
what's
may,
funny
you know?
Is that's how all awards are given, though. Like right, they're releasing all of the National Broadcaster of the Year award nominees and stuff like that by state, and then also national. And it's like, I'm a member of the National Association of Broadcasters now.
Way to go, Andy.
Well, no, you just pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Anyone could be.
How much do you pay for that?
I don't know. I'm not going to do it again next year.
And you get to vote on stuff?
Yeah, you get to vote on it. And then also, I was like, well, I just want to do it so I can just nominate myself.
Right.
Because you know how
sure.
I feel about trophies. You can't nominate yourself. Yeah. Like, they sent out the nominations like 2 months ago, and I just wrote my name, and they were like, oh, you just can't nominate yourself.
But somebody else that has to be a member can nominate you.
Exactly. You have to be a member to nominate.
Is this for like Emmys?
No, it's for the National Association of Broadcasters Awards.
Oh, they have their own awards.
They have their own awards. Okay. Exactly. All bullshit. Just like almost every awards are. It's all just like self-congratulatory, look at us kind of bullshit. But I also don't care. I wanted that trophy.
Yeah.
But so I tried to nominate myself, and I didn't. I couldn't do it. So.
Well, maybe we should look into becoming members.
Yeah, you got to become a member, and then you can nominate me.
Yeah. Perfect. I would do that. Let's
go. Okay, great. Okay, so I'll stay a member for another year.
All right.
Yeah, you got to stay another form. Member year.
Send me the link.
It seems like it's too much for paperwork for me. So.
It's not paperwork. Oh, okay. It's all online.
Is it filling out a list on the internet?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a total waste of time.
All right.
So I get a newsletter once a month. Steve Holman or Wes Durham win it every single year, and I just thought it would be funny if I won it because I think that
it would be.
Yeah.
Not funny. It'd be great.
It would be great. It would also be, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not really real. It's just
I actually thing. I actually really wanted to win one of those Gabbies back in the day because I had I was a finalist for best local sports show for the one out of Blairsville.
What's a Gabby? Cool.
It's a Gabby's the Georgia Broadcasting. Which,
okay.
Which again is another when you said Holman wins it almost every year.
Oh, okay.
You might be Wes. I think Mike's won it once. Like, but they do like bigger. They'll do like major cities, and then it was like. I lost out to some guy in like Macon or something.
Do you
something
get trophies
like
for that? So. Like, does Steve have him up in his house?
I think you get something like this guy.
Yeah. Like
something.
They have the Grammy, like how the Whitney had all the Grammys on one shelf?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I would be willing to bet Steve's got like shelves.
Yeah.
And he's been won 1,000 awards. He's in 1,000,000 Hall of Fame. You know,
it's so. Part of the daily routine, too. He's just buffering
gotta clean them.
Yeah, all day.
Buffering all gotta clean them. It's part of his walk, and then he walks the dog, and then he takes the grill picture, and then he's cleaning them.
So you don't think that he has someone there? I'm pretty sure that he has a house cleaner that probably has that responsibility, no?
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good
I don't know
question.
If Holman's in that tax bracket or not. Maybe.
Oh, I would imagine.
You think
as long
yeah,
as he's been doing this.
If he's been living in the certain house in Noonan for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, that's true.
He probably got it at a good price,
that's
you know,
true.
Back in the
he
day.
He probably owns
so.
It.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
probably.
Sure. Yeah.
Got the
yeah.
right door.
I think Holman's got that.
Yeah, maybe he does have a house cleaner that comes by and cleans his awards for him.
Yeah.
Got to.
Well, it's just part
daily.
Of her daily routine. Daily. Her daily responsibilities.
But she doesn't clean the rest of the house. It's just the awards.
Yeah. Just the awards.
Yeah.
It was when I worked at Boston University, my boss was like obsessed with that kind of stuff because it does kind of matter if you can write, you know, we want an award for this, we want an award for that, whatever. Like it helps get people to apply to the school if you can tell them how many awards you've won for certain things. But like that was a part of my job was just like applying to win awards. And a lot of it is just like if you are just diligent about it.
They'll
we won so many awards because we were the only nominee.
Yeah.
Right.
Like nice. You know what I
you
mean?
You know who handles a lot of that stuff like very genuinely is Garrett. Garrett Chapman. That's his daily job.
Oh, really?
He works for that, like the Georgia Broadcasting Association. Their big thing is the Gabbies. So, like, he's.
So we just got to grease
his palms. He's the nominator?
Yeah, you could. He helps put the categories together and, like, put the names together and do all that
off
stuff.
Off the cuff should be nominated for something.
I'll talk to Garrett on Saturday morning then. Hey, Garrett.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
No, because he asked. It's funny because I think it was even for you guys or something one day. He hit me up at like 10 o'clock at night and it was for like, I don't know, like a day later or something like that. He's like, hey, if you can do this thing and sign up. And it's like, I was like, I got to pay $15. And I was like,
yeah.
Right. So,
I'll
sorry,
pay $15
you guys,
to get
you guys
a
probably couldn't have won an award, but I didn't want to bark out $15.
Oh, dude.
But I agree. Off the cuff. I mean, best new podcast.
Yeah.
Atlanta Media, Gabby's, something. I mean,
best NFSW
would you go
podcast?
Would,
because
would,
that's probably
a
not
show?
In the category yet.
Oh, please tell me to have it. I would prepare.
I think they do.
Oh.
But I don't, honestly, the last couple of years, it may have gone like a virtual kind of a thing. But no, for the station, like, it was a big deal for, like, the Blairsville Station and
no
stuff
doubt.
Like that. Yeah. Like, they won a bunch of stuff, so it was cool. So it's more for those kind of things, but.
You wear a suit, Andy?
Yeah, I would.
I hope you wear a tux.
How fun would that be?
It'd be super fun.
It'd be at like George War Congress Center or something like that. We'd
have
a table.
Get a tux, get
we can go down there and get hammered.
We'd probably
just
get
like you
a
see
bit.
On the,
that actually kind of would be
that would be
cool.
Actually pretty amazing.
We're like the only group. There's just like a couple other people, and it's just
we
go up on stage and be like, yo, I want to thank
God.
We each take turns taking speeches.
So it's very frustrating at things like that because not everybody gets to give an acceptance speech. You know, like you think that you would, and maybe you don't. Like we did, we won an Emmy for local news coverage when I was at BU in like 2013 or something like that, and we won it. We won the Emmy for local live coverage of a small station, whatever yeah. it was. It was a regional.
Which is awesome, by the way.
That's cool.
Incredible. Yeah. That's really cool.
It was really cool. It was really rewarding because we worked really hard on the thing that we covered, and it was really challenging. And so we won, and it was cool. And so we got to go. They picked three of us to go represent it, the people that were on the air. And we thought we were going to get to give up and give a speech, and we did not.
So really? Did you go up and get it, and was the music playing as you received it?
No. We were so low on the totem pole that we were like, oh, all the other people, your Emmys are over there on a table.
Yeah, and you had to mentioned go find during a commercial name. Break, maybe?
No,
yeah.
None of that.
Was it even televised, like the award
maybe
ceremony
locally,
that you went to?
It might have been. Yeah. Leonard Nimoy was there. I got to meet Leonard Nimoy before he died. So that was kind of, he was like Lifetime Achievement Award for, ours was just on a table in a side room. And we went and
just like show your ID and get your Emmy, or is just sitting there? Well,
the one thing where, so when we were cleaning out this office, you guys probably remember this. We had a Marconi for the 2013 like V103 Urban Station
Urban
of the
Station
Year.
Of the Year.
And for while we're talking about like Marconis are the top of the radio industry,
it's the Heisman.
They were
of
the
radio
best
awards.
Station in the country, and it was just sitting here like this, just hanging out. And
so there is no local.
Where is it at?
I gave it. Well, I wanted to give it to someone. It was either going to go home for me. Right. I was just going to claim that.
Yeah.
Like that was option one. And right. I was like,
put it behind you on Zoom calls.
Yeah. So, yeah. Exactly. I gave it to Mike McKenzie.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
I mean, he works for V more than I work for V. You know, he's part of the cluster. So I was like, dude, just put this on there. Bring this home for you. You know, like there's different ones that
show
we can
have. Yeah, we won this.
Yeah, exactly.
We. Yeah, it makes you say so, we.
But I'm just like, that should be for me. I mean, I know it was 10 years ago at this point, but that should be like, you know, that sweet little lobby they've got in the 8th floor.
Yeah.
That should be the centerpiece.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge deal.
It's an amazing award. Like people, like the Marconis are what the big, like, that's what, like Cowherd actually gives a crap about a Marconi and, like, a Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick show won it once, and they made a huge deal.
And it's,
deal
like, a
about it.
It's a big deal when they do it, so.
It should either be right there when you get off the elevator or when you go through the glass doors in that room.
I hate them fucking doors, by the way.
Oh, I know.
I hate those fucking doors.
When one of them's push and one of them's pull, and it always fucks me up.
Every fucking time.
Yep. Yeah.
I have to look up at the damn top of the, at the top of the door.
I had a great conversation with Janet this morning.
Did you?
I'm serious. Yeah. Like we hit it off. Like she's a Giants fan. I was wearing my Giants hoodie. She said hello to me. She had a conversation.
Break room? We're
in the break room, but we're full on. Now we know where each other from. My dad's from Yonkers. And she looked at me like, you know, she gave me that white boy look, and I was like, she's like, you from White Plains or Yonkers? And I was like, Yonkers. Because that's the difference with those. Like, White Plains is like the rich money right outside of New York, and Yonkers is like the blue collar. I was like, no Yonkers. Like, Yonkers is where my dad's
She
from,
waved
so.
At me yesterday, too.
So now we bond over. We bond over Giants.
How the hell do you take out the fucking likes from other people?
I don't know. What
on
you
your
mean.
Timeline? Like, I don't care.
Oh, you can't.
You can't take it off?
I don't think
so. Likes.
Like, someone that you follow likes something, and then I think that's just what Twitter is now.
Oh, okay. I was going fucking crazy last night.
Oh, like,
so what are you trying
interested
to do?
In this tweet because from this part? Yeah, dude. That's
right. So like, you
garbage.
Follow me and I like something about a national park. And
it's
now
show
all of a sudden
if you click, just click the little X and not interested in this tweet.
Oh, dude. Right. If you say you're not interested,
do that
then
and
it'll start
to kill him.
I've done that.
Yeah.
But it's like a whole bunch of them.
I know. That's all Twitter is now.
Or somebody follows.
And Instagram.
Somebody tweet something.
That may have been one of the several employees that was fired.
That might have been their department.
Light gal, that department got cut, I think.
Probably.
We got to wrap. I know this is a shortened one. This is my fault. I had to do a few things.
Sorry.
The show, so shortened,
go Croatia.
Shortened edition day. Go Croatia.
Oh, yeah, so we can see old girl. Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.